Yeah, thanks. Just to add a little bit to what Maria Silvia was saying, I think for UNDP, it would make a lot of sense to have the UNDAF, the development framework, to be completely integrated into the UPR and treaty body and ISAR recommendations. I don't know if that's happening. I know there are some cases where it is, but that would be a major way forward. I think that could be considered. Yeah. On the lessons to be learned from follow-up procedures, treaty bodies, I think the practice of having additional questions that treaty bodies follow closer to the review, perhaps there could be a way of bringing that into the UPR process where countries could post questions on current issues on the website prior to the review. On special procedures, I think the lessons learned from communications, if there could be a way of having the chair of the council communicate on certain issues that the council would, after discussion, that the council would like to hear from the country when they appear for their review. But I also wanted to say that I think a major way forward would be to formalize the midterm review. I know that many countries are doing this. We just heard from the UK, they've been doing it for a while. I think it really brings a very necessary focus in between the process on the state of the level of implementation. It would also bring in more collaborative efforts with different sectors in the country, and it would also help us to avoid this situation where certain actors only become active just before a UPR review. So if the council could find a way of formalizing that as a requirement, that would be a major step forward. Thank you.